Hello, everybody. The show is about to... Show's about to start. We're going to turn off the lights. So get a good look at your plate of food. Because you're not going to see it for a while. You're just going to be guessing. Was that beans? Was that rice? You know, if you're texture blind. Okay.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called...
Oh, my God. Welcome to Stab.
Hey. Hell yeah.
It's raining.
Yeah.
It's raining outside. And you're here. I appreciate everyone being here. You guys, let's meet your contestants really quick. Right next to me, we have Alfonso Portella. Alfonso Portella. Yeah, right there. Right next to him, Johnny Taylor, the J-Man.
Thanks.
The J-Man to the table. And down at the end, we've got Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones. Oh, my God.
Cooey on that one.
Yeah. Welcome.
Staff.
Welcome, everyone, to the show. Alfonso.
John.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Again.
Yes.
I appreciate it. It's good to have you here in Sacramento. We've had you the last couple times, making you drive 90 miles to the west, to San Francisco.
To do San Francisco. I felt honored.
For no money.
None.
Sorry.
None.
Not a dime.
I still owe you money, actually.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right. You do.
Yeah.
Alfonso. I don't know if you knew this about Alfonso. Never skips brunch. Never skips brunch.
Not a day goes by.
Always. Right next to him, we have Johnny Taylor.
Hey.
Johnny Taylor, right there. Yeah.
Thanks. It's okay.
Johnny Taylor, you're looking good.
Well, thanks. You
looking
do too.
Svelte. I'm glad you've got a new sweater or coat situation.
Well, thanks.
Aside from the one that...
I stole a coat
you
from John.
You did steal a coat from me.
I was cold. We were auditioning for the same thing.
Yep.
And I said, hey, man, I'm cold. And he said, here, you can wear my jacket.
Gentleman.
And it looked really good on me, and I never gave it back.
Never.
I even said, I was like, I think I'm going to keep this.
Yep.
And then I
froze all the way home.
Yeah.
Very Christ-like of me. Because if Jesus wore a coat, he would have given it to...
Yeah, thank you. I do appreciate that. And that's my backup jacket now.
Oh, it's your number. The good thing is you did give me a discount on the PS3 that you sold me.
I did sell you.
You did. You sold me a PS3. And then, so anyway, thanks for that.
For sure.
My ex-wife got it in the divorce.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate
that. I've had so many of those do that.
So, guys, I don't know if you knew this about Johnny Taylor. He actually is the Jaws of Life. I don't know if you knew that. He's the actual Jaws of Life.
Check into it.
Yep.
I saved those guys on the Bay Bridge, 88.
That was a long time ago.
I was 11.
Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
You're on another show.
It's true.
Thank you for doing that.
Sure.
Again. Not only were you on another show, you also set up the sound.
Yeah.
You do all the online promotions.
Yeah.
You're pretty much the show.
I don't
even know why I'm here.
I try not to point any of that out.
Yeah, but thank you for not doing that.
Thank you.
I don't know if you knew this about Jesse Jones. He will put hair on your chest. He will put it on your chest.
Yeah.
Jesse Jones.
Whether you like it or not.
Yep. Yep. Let's play. Let's play the show we call Stab. All right. Welcome, Alfonso Portella. This category is called "This Was Today Once." On this date, 1600, the philosopher Giordano Bruno is buried alive for heresy at Campo dei Fiori in Rome. Also on this date, 1965, Michael Bay, American director and producer, was born. How did you celebrate the aforementioned topics in tandem?
Yeah, well, in honor of Michael Bay's birthday, I got out of bed. I went straight to the bathroom. And took an explosive shit that only a teenage boy would appreciate.
Right.
And then I lit a match in honor of Giorgio Bruno. Well, Georgiana Bruno. That's all I did today.
That's all you did. That's well. That was brief.
We're off to a good start.
Yeah. Anyone ever tell you you're overwriter? You're over.
Yeah, that's. I've become self-conscious about it. I'm going for a more minimalist thing now.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Johnny Taylor, on this day, date, rather, on this date, 1753, in Sweden, February 17th is followed by March 1st. As the country moves, hold on a second. In Sweden, February 17th is followed by March 1st as the country moves from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. I'm joking. Okay.
We're on so much Molly right now.
We are. Also on this date, 1963, Larry the Cable Guy, American comedian, was born. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events combined?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Because that'd be weird if I wrote all this shit and you didn't ask about it. I would choose to perform a sketch for only my dearest friends. The scene is Gothenburg, Sweden. The date is February 17th, 2016. I would portray Larry the Cable Guy. After a long night of birthday hijinks, drunk on power and cheap beer, I stumble into the kitchen to snack on some hot wings with a side of ranch. Midway through my third delicious wing, I accidentally swallow a bone. I try and try, but I can't seem to cough it up. I hit the ground as I writhe in pain, face turning blue due to the lack of oxygen. I finally pass out, and minutes later, I take the forever nap, paying the ultimate price of late night snacking. Larry the Cable Guy has died on his birthday. 2 weeks later, they would have his funeral on March 1st. Deeming the days between death and funeral too sad, they decide to get rid of them altogether, thus removing February 18th through the 28th from the calendar entirely. This will forever be known as the day the Swedes changed their calendar from the Gregorian calendar to the Gorgian calendar.
The Gore? I see. Did I spell it wrong?
Gorgian.
Gorgian? Okay.
Because he gorged. Right. I don't know. It's stupid.
Very good, Johnny Taylor. Very good. Was that it?
Thanks. That's all right,
thank you. No, it was good.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
On this date, 2015, 18 people were killed and 78 injured in a stampede at the Mardi Gras parade in Haiti. Also on this date, 1942, Huey P. Newton, American activist, co-founded the Black Panther Party. He was born. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events? In tandem.
So, what did I do today?
Yep.
What did I do on the 17th day of Black History Month to celebrate the birthday of the co-founder of the Black Panther Party and a Mardi Gras disaster in Haiti? What did I do?
Yes.
Well, I welcome the day as I usually do with a hearty and delicious Miracle Whip sandwich. Spread thick between two of the fluffiest pieces of Wonder Bread ever baked. And wash it down with a nice tall glass of extra white milk. Then, when my girlfriend got home with our lattes from Starbucks, I kissed her square on the cheek. Told her she was swell. And that if we were going to have any chance of getting to that TED Talk on time, we might have to cut our hot yoga session in half. Or skip the stop at the microbrew entirely. So we rushed out the door, rode our bikes to our favorite local farmer's market. On our ride, I heard a new piece of classical music on NPR as we passed the co-op. I mean, I'd heard the piece a few times before, but for some reason on this bike ride, I felt like I really heard it for the first time. You know what I mean? Anyway, when we got to the farmer's market, I realized we'd forgotten our reusable shopping bags. Oh, we both just laughed and laughed. Later tonight after the show, we'll probably just finish up that 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzle of a picture of a single scoop of vanilla ice cream before turning off all the lights in the house, crawling into bed, and enjoying some silent, utilitarian sexual intercourse.
That sounds like a great day. Very good. Just a joke. That was this
Very
was today
day.
Once. Yeah. Show still called STAB. This next segment called Reorganization. Please take this existing acronym, reimagine it, What does it now stand for? Who does it now represent? In honor of this past Valentine's Day, today's acronym is VD. VD. We're going to start with you, Alfonso Portella. VD, what does it mean to you?
Well, VD very simply stands for vagina dick.
Vagina, okay.
Vagina dick.
Okay.
It's a new disease where a man wakes up and the tip of his penis looks like a vampire bat's nose. And that's all that is. This is the new Alfonso. This is my style now.
The new improved question mark? Alfonso.
I feel improved. Okay.
It's all about how you feel. I'm saying. Johnny Taylor is his name.
Yep.
What does VD mean to you?
Following the tradition of there being a D and having to make dick be the D.
Okay.
I chose VD is now vegan dick.
Okay.
It's pretty self-explanatory, but just imagine the guy in front of you in line at like a burger place, probably kind of effeminate. He might have like a really thin mustache. He keeps looking at the menu and shaking his head. He asks the clerk a few questions about nut burgers, but they don't have them. And the guy just keeps getting more and more judgy sounding about the whole interaction. And then you start getting really impatient because all you want to do is order a burger. And then this dude just keeps looking at the menu until he finally puts it down. He's like, I guess you guys don't have anything for me here. And then he says, we're 1.5% of the population, you know. And then he walks away, and then you get ready to order. And then the clerk just looks at you, and then you both just go like, what a VD, right?
Very good. Very good, Johnny Taylor. I liked it. This sounds like something that actually happened to you.
Yeah, I tore with a guy that...
All right. Jesse Jones, moving on before we get in trouble. VD, what does it mean to you?
Oh.
We have a spill?
All right, we're good.
Everything's cool.
VD, Jesse.
VD. Having a hard time making your dreams come true in this fast-paced, technologically steaming world of tomorrow? Need a little help taking your passions to the next level? Well, that's where educational professionals at Coverdale Tech Vocational Trade University College School think they have the answers to all the questions you probably forgot to ask. If you want to take your learn scores to the upper deck, then you just need to get yourself a higher education. And what better way than through our uncertified VD programs? That's right, you can earn your very own state-of-the-art vocational degree in as many ways as we have ways. Why, we offer vocational degrees in various disciplines like alliteration, beekeeping, nerve surgery, bookkeeping, motorcycle repossession, bee booking, refrigerator despair, keep being, hair conditioning technicianing, and even key beeping. And when you're ready to take your next level of knowing to the next level, just turn that vocational degree into a highly prestidigitational virtual doctorate. Earn your virtual doctorate in coffin tasting, leaf peeping, speculative fossil assembly, nursing home pressure washing, pie cleaning, or even become a dental assistant. All these opportunities, and just these opportunities, are waiting for you. Don't let them or you wait any longer. We've all got places to be, and that next level isn't going to reach itself, is it? Get your VD, or other more better VD, at Coverdale Tech Vocational Trade University College School, still located just off Blanchard Parkway, just behind the CVS. If you get to the Donut Palace, you've gone too far. And would you bring me back a maple bar?
Very good. That was reorganization, which brings us to our next segment called the Topical Haiku Challenge. The Topical Haiku Challenge. Please, gentlemen, have written three haiku in regard to the following story. Pope John Paul II had an emotionally intimate affair with a married Polish-American philosopher, according to a treasure trove that just unearthed some personal letters between the two. We're going to go ahead and start with Alfonso?
The first of three, please.
The Pope was very clear. Vatican's a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Very good. I like that one. Mine's called At First. At first I was bold. Sent that dick pic without fear. You never replied.
My first is titled My Final Wish. Promise when I die, you'll just burn the box labeled Letters to Polacks.
It sucks to be chaste. God won't let you tap that ass. Good thing he forgives.
Oh. That one is mysterious sounding. This one's called Kinda Gross. It was the first text. At least try to know me first. It was kinda gross.
Second is your cheating brain. Married to the church, the worst affair you could have is with a thinker.
Very true.
Because she was a philosopher. Polish American philosopher.
Yes. Just we got to recap.
Yes, recap. Alfonso, your third of three haiku.
Don't get it twisted. I just like to mix it up. Boys are still my fave.
I love that fave worked itself into the. All
right. This one's called I Deserve Better. You're just a dumb whore. I'm the motherfucking Pope. Should have nagged you first.
Third.
He's like a men's rights activist. Sorry, I'd explain it.
It's a lot of information.
He's like mystery.
Yeah.
He's got like a kiss tattoo. I don't know.
Third is titled Emotional Jackhammer. That's right, Popey J. Stuff your treasure trove of words right in her inbox.
That was the Topical Haiku Challenge. Just delicious. That brings us to our next segment. When I push the button. There we go. Department of Tourism. Congrats, gentlemen. You've all been hired as the tourism director of the following towns. Please make us want to come there, live there. I don't know. Alfonso, the city that you're going to try to make us get to come to, Lickitatia. Lickitatia.
This is a radio ad for Lickitatia. Take me there, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to take you there, baby. Oh, yeah. I'll take you. Oh, daddy. Oh, you going to take me to Pound Town? Girl, we're going a little more humid. A little more funky. Ooh, you're bad. I know I'm bad, girl. Been bad all my life. I'm going to take you somewhere I only go with the foxiest of foxes. We ain't going to Cunnilingus Cove, and we ain't driving down the dirt road. No, girl. No, we're going to Lickitatia.
Lickitatia?
Lickitatia, baby. Just south of the Lickapus Gorge and north of Face Full of Ass Canyon. Nestled in Gooch Valley lies Lickitatia.
Ooh, honey. Am I gonna love Lickitatia?
Honestly, most people who visit Lickitatia don't really know how they feel about it. But I'll tell you this, I'm a fan. I call it Lickitatia. It's perenny yummy yum 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 yum.
Wait, I don't know if I like this. This doesn't feel like anything.
Lickitatia. Because it ain't bad every now and again.
I loved it.
Very good.
I want to go. Can Can we go?
No, 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 no.
I want to go, Alfonso. You really sold it.
God damn it. That one line just fucking slayed me. Okay. The rest was shit. That one line. No, very good. Very good, Alfonso. All right. Johnny Taylor. Oh, God. All right. Can't even see. All right. Johnny Taylor, Sick Burnelvania. Sick Burnelvania.
Okay, it's a radio ad for it. Just kidding. Okay, Sick Burnelvania. Listen, you only want to come here if you can take it as hard as you can dish it. That said, if you can't dish it, you'll get no respect here, you ugly fuck. There's a ton to do here, but you'll probably just stay at home at your mom's house and fuck your dog all day because I totally heard that's what you do. Everybody's been saying that shit. We have school here, but you'll probably flunk out because you're hella dumb. And there are dances, but no one will want to dance with you because you have really bad acne and a lazy eye. Healthcare is pretty good, but you have to have a job to get that, and I can't see anyone hiring your uneducated ass. So you probably just die here broken and alone, but no one will give a shit because you're an ugly, retarded fuckboy. Rest in peace, you bitch.
Very good. Johnny Taylor, Sick Burnelvania.
Sick Burnelvania.
Jesse Jones. Yeah. Garage Band Adelphia. Garage Band Adelphia.
Welcome to Garage Band Adelphia. Soon to be the biggest city in the history of the world. Do you like Extreme City? How about Papa Roachtopia? What about Bon Joviville? Well, Garage Band Adelphia is going to be a lot like those cities someday. Only 100 times fucking better than those sellouts. And our chicks will be hotter too. Garage Band Adelphia has a thriving arts community, as you would expect. Check out the Museum of Showflyer Doodles for the sickest sketches of fucking dragons and perfectly symmetrical block letter band names. All handcrafted on the inside of various taco wrappers. Also, check out the Hall of Riffs, featuring the sickest hammer-on seasoned riffs that we haven't quite figured out which song they'll be in yet, but they're fucking sweet. And they're what we practice more than the four songs we're supposed to be rehearsing. Don't even bother going to the graveyard of bullshit ex-drummers and bassists, because fuck those guys. We're not even sure why we bothered making the graveyard. Except so that we can include their names on our Wikipedia page when we're huge, so they could see that they fucked up by just not being fucking flakes, since the only reason Turk was a founder of Garage Band Adelphia in the first fucking place was because his cousin had a truck. And when in Garage Band Adelphia, don't forget to stop for a bite to eat at Mom's Kitchen Diner. They have everything you'll ever want. Pizza rolls, frozen taquitos, pizza bagels. And the best part is it's all free. All you have to do is listen to the owner complain about pizza rolls not growing on trees and tell you about how much better things are going in Your Brother's Gonna Be a Dr. Berg. So come check out Garage Band Adelphia, because this city's going to last forever and not just fold when one or two of the members gets a girlfriend or a summer job.
That was Department of Tourism, which brings us to the final segment of this specific show. Thank you, Mike. This next segment is called Movie Makeup. Movie Makeup, please compose, please have composed a synopsis for the following movie titles. Alfonso Portella, the name of your movie is called The Charleston Jews. Charleston Jews. Charleston Jews. I'm Russian Jew, I could say that. Yeah. Charleston Jews.
Okay. In the year 1800, Charleston, South Carolina is home to the largest Jewish population in the Union, with over 2,000 Jews, earning it the nickname of the Land of Too Many Jews. But one Jewish man doesn't want to be just another face in the curly sideburned crowd and won't rest until he is the most famous mensch in all the nation.
Idris Elba stars as Chutzpah Mosesberg, a hopeful young funny man who's trying to carve out a living for himself as Charlotte's first professional comedian. While rushing from one tree stump comedy gig to another tree stump comedy gig, he runs into the beautiful Martha Morris, who thought she was attacked by a nose with legs. Chutzpah tried to apologize and joke about the situation, but as he opened his mouth, no joke could be heard. He racked his brain for a pun, a quip, a non sequitur, something, but nothing came. Now Martha, played by Marlon Wayans, has to teach Chutzpah how to be funny again. And in the process, they fall in love. This Hanukkah, love gets Jewy in the Charleston Jews.
Very good, Alfonso Portella. Portella.
I like love gets Jewy. This holiday season.
This.
I love very Jewy. Love. Your taint's getting Jewy, baby.
Johnny.
That's my name.
Name of your movie is called Blame It on the Pain. The Milli Vanilli story.
Yes. You got to blame it on something. Because the pain don't mind.
Okay. And the pain don't care. Okay.
All right. Actually, somebody was singing that behind us. It's so weird.
The dream is over.
We were lip syncing it. We should do that Milli Vanilli thing. Okay. You want to do it?
No.
Where we bump bodies.
Do they do that?
And yeah, girl, you know it's true.
Good girl.
Good, okay. You know a song I really like from Milli Vanilli?
What?
Was that ba 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 baby? Don't forget my number. Do you remember that song?
Ding 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 ding. Okay. Yeah. Let's go roller skating.
Anyhow, so Blame It on the Pain, the Milli Vanilli story.
Yes.
It's starring Snoop Dogg as Millie.
Okay.
And Terrence Trent D'Arby as Vanilli. Bradley Cooper as The Clash as Joe Strummer. Todd Barry as Clive Davis. This is directed by Spike Jonze. Blame It on the Pain goes behind the closed doors of one of music's biggest scandals. The lip-syncing scandal that nobody's talking about. Everybody knows that Milli Vanilli didn't sing on their records. But did you know that they provided the vocals on the entire London Calling album by The Clash? Wasn't The Clash singing. It was actually Milli Vanilli. See the historic cover-up that's never been revealed until now. Rated R for strong sexual content. Because it has Bradley Cooper in it. And he just makes you feel sexual.
He does. He actually does. Very good, Johnny Taylor. Blame It on the Pain. The Milli Vanilli story. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
The name of your movie, which I got out of the sign language dictionary just by flipping pages.
I was wondering how you got it.
The Clever Rodeo Role Model. The Clever Rodeo Role Model. Those were the first three things I found in the sign language dictionary.
Well,
clever rodeo role model.
Try as I might, I couldn't come up with anything for clever rodeo role model, so I went in a different direction.
Okay. Let's go.
This voice isn't going to work with the low sickness voice.
Okay.
So the funny voice is just going to sound weirder. So
it's a new voice.
Yeah. Tanessa had always looked up to Lizbeth. And why the fuck not? Lizbeth had it all. The Jazzle rhinestone bumps clearly visible through her leggings. Barely noticeable plastic surgery scars and money. Lizbeth had all the fucking money she could eat. Tanessa had to know her secrets. So one day, Tanessa caught Lizbeth outside her weekly anal bleaching and begged her to teach her ways. Lizbeth was always her most friendly after having her tired old poop nozzle stained to a perfect perky showroom shine. So she said, fuck it. You're going to be my boss-ass apprentice bitch. And so Tanessa learned at the hourly manicured feet of the master. And it was so super easy. The first step, and really the only one that even mattered, was to find the perfect, nearly dead, rich old man who you could flash some gash at and he'd give you everything when he died like a week later. Lisbeth was the best. But that was before Tanessa became even better. And then they fought about who was queen of Twat Mountain. But then they totally made up for no real reason other than they both loved mimosas and fish paralyzer more than they loved fighting each other. And so they both spent a bunch of old dead guy money, and they both lived terrible lives until Lisbeth was beaten to death by her Guatemalan cook after forcing her to eat cat food out of a baby bottle just one too many fucking times. And Tanessa drowned in a bathtub full of champagne and jism. It's the feel-good movie of the year. The clever rodeo role model. Rated whatever. Just fucking watch it. You know you're gonna.
Very good. That's the end of the first episode of Stab Tonight. One more time for Alfonso Portella. Johnny Jones. And Jesse Taylor. One more time for Johnny Jones. Jesse. Thank you guys. You can get off stage now. But thank you. If you guys want to hear more Stabs, go on iTunes. Subscribe to us there. Or Stitcher. Or SoundCloud. Or go to YouTube. Or go to stab4gold.com. Stab4gold.com. We'll be right back with the next show. Thank you. Five minutes, hold on.